This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. The U.S. House of Representatives Committee investigating the January 6th attack last year on the U.S. Capitol has issued a subpoena to former President Donald Trump. The nine-member panel sent a letter to the former president's lawyers on Friday, demanding his testimony under oath by mid-November and outlining a series of corresponding documents. The decision by lawmakers to exercise their subpoena power comes a week after the committee made its final case against the president, the former president who they say personally orchestrated a multi-part effort to overturn the results of the 2020 presidential election. It remains unclear how Trump and his legal team will respond to the subpoena. Trump ally Steve Bannon has been sentenced to 4 months behind bars for defying a subpoena from the House January 6th panel. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani has more.
Bannon was convicted in July on two counts of contempt of Congress after refusing to testify before the panel over his involvement in Donald Trump's bid to overturn the 2020 election. This morning, a judge also fined Bannon $6,500, far less than prosecutors wanted. They allege he acted in bad faith over the committee's work, while Bannon's lawyers say he was simply trying to follow Trump's initial claims of executive privilege on his way to court. Bannon faced jeers but remained defiant, blasting what he called an illegitimate regime.
Their judgment day is on 8 November when the Biden administration ends.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
You can keep up on that story and all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Ukrainian forces bombarded Russian positions in the occupied and illegally annexed southern Kherson region, targeting resupply routes across a major river while inching closer Friday to a full assault on one of the first urban areas Russia captured after invading the country. Russian-installed officials were reported desperately trying to turn the city of Kherson, a prime objective for both sides because of its key industries and major river and seaport, into a fortress while attempting to evacuate tens of thousands of residents. The Kremlin has poured as many as 2,000 draftees into the Kherson region, one of four Moscow illegally annexed and put under Russian martial law to replenish losses and strengthen frontline units, according to the Ukrainian Army's General Staff. And the presidents of the European Commission and the European Council, Ursula von der Leyen and Charles Michel, reiterated their support for Ukraine Friday. They pledged further financial support for the country's reconstruction after recent attacks on Kyiv and other areas. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen said more money will be available for Ukraine's humanitarian aid.
We have announced this week that we will provide a further 175 million euros for food, for shelter, for health support, and for education.
That's once again European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen talking about aid to Ukraine. Protests broke out in southeastern Iran on Friday as a senior cleric called for tough measures against demonstrators across the country. The Islamic Republic has been gripped by 5 weeks of demonstrations that erupted after the death in police custody of 22-year-old Mahsa Amini last month. Amini was accused of failing to properly cover her hair with a headscarf. The UN Security Council has unanimously imposed its first sanctions on Haiti in 5 years, targeting those fueling gang violence and worsening the economic, security, and humanitarian situation in the Caribbean island nation. The resolution targets those supporting or financing violence, kidnapping, sexual violence, arms or drug sales and people trafficking, and the recruitment of children into gangs. Those obstructing the delivery and distribution of humanitarian aid can also be sanctioned. Haiti's government supports the measures. And CNN is reporting the White House is in talks with SpaceX head Elon Musk about setting up the SpaceX satellite internet service in Iran. The news agency cited U.S. officials familiar with the talks who say the White House sees the internet service called Starlink as a potential way to allow Iranians to access the internet, circumventing government restrictions. Marissa Melton, VOA News.